1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Hello. Welcome to our show.
Welcome to the show here.
Let me get that up there. Pardon the expression, get it up. I'm talking about levels. Oh, man. All right. So we are into, we're kind of in a maybe on vacation, maybe not on vacation week, but working my ass off here on other shit here the last few days. You can hear I'm almost losing my voice, which is not a good thing in my line of work. You might well imagine. You see, I'm not really hitting those lows. The low. Goo 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 goo. That's a voice exercise. Goo 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 goo. God, that's called chest voice. What is this? Duke's? Oh, cool. Duke's. I like Duke's. It's a restaurant on the beach out here. I say Malibu Beach, but then you'd think I hang out in Malibu, and I don't. I live up the coast from Malibu, several miles. Facebook. First of all, I love all of you guys that join us over on Facebook and the fan page and on the BSBs and More page, but it is a fucking sewer. I'm telling you, I'm so fucking tired of goddamn fucking Facebook and the dumbest motherfuckers the world has ever known. The dumbest motherfuckers the world has ever... I didn't think the world was that fucking stupid. Honest to Christ. I don't think I'm the smartest guy in the world. I just didn't think there were that many people dumber than me. Jesus Christ. Honest to God, I thought maybe I was below average, you know. I go to Facebook. what's the point? All right, so we'll move on from that. Here's the thing that I do want to do, though. August 2004. So let's go over to our... So this is called our pre-show. If you're a brand new subscriber, this is our pre-show. And it is here that you're probably pretty much going to get the general tenor of what we're thinking about, what goes into our thinking, and, you know, the creative impetus behind any given show. What did I say? August 2004. Okay. So, I don't know. The last few days, I got fucked up. I had to get up fucking early to get the car over to get into the body shop at Premier. Then last night, was it last? I don't even know what the fuck. Is this Tuesday? You're listening to it on Wednesday. I had a late night meeting over there at Theater West and a long fucking drive to and back. And I got to tell you, today, it's like I was jet lagged. I was disoriented, man. I was all in a heap. I was all in a bloody heap. I'm telling you. Logging in. Logging in now. And I have this vague... sense of being hungry, but I don't know what I'm hungry for. At my age, you really can't, you got to watch what you eat, man. Seriously, you can't just put any shit into your system because your body is going to like go on strike. It does. It seemed like only yesterday, but it was over a year ago. In the last year, I've had this couple of medical crises. I had a kidney stone in the spring of 2023. Then just as 2024 kicked off, I tear my fucking rotator cuff. And I said, you know, this is like paying attention to the little things. The night I had that kidney stone, I had eaten Swiss cheese, some pumpernickel bread, just some shit. Stuff, you talk about a difficult food to digest, cheese, man. On top of that, I had not had enough water, wasn't hydrated because I wasn't thinking about it, man. And next thing you know, I got a kidney stone. Painful? You bet. I heard people tell me about it. But I never, ever really knew until I experienced it, you know, firsthand. Oh, what are we doing here, man? Phil, Don Parsley served Hurricane Charlie. He went sooner than to rebuild his... This is great. Don Parsley. He's one of our great... He's the fake bullshit artist. All right, we'll do him. Let me get this. Anyway, long story short, then comes... January of this year, and I trip going into Titmouse in Burbank, hit the deck, tear my rotator cuff, and it was painful, and I was pissed off. It changed my whole fucking year. It fucked my whole year up. I had all kinds of things I was going to do. I was going to get my house ready to sell. I was joining Theater West. They had just I just auditioned. They accepted me, and then here we go with this fucking rotator cuff, which means I'm in a surgery, I'm in a sling, that I'm in therapy, I'm in physical therapy, and just now in August, You know, I've stopped going to physical therapy and I'm doing exercises at home, but I have to ice my fucking shoulder every night because if I'm not careful, I'm sort of using it the wrong way. I'm holding my arm the wrong way. There's certain things you can do to really fuck yourself up, let me tell you what. All right, man, so what are we doing? What am I doing? I'm going over here to, this is the whole thing, you know, when you look at life, you say, well, everything happened. Shit's going to happen. You cannot keep shit from happening. You can't. You cannot. But you can learn to deal with it. See, that's the lesson of life. That is the lesson of life. You can't keep shit from happening, but you can deal with it better than you have. Shit's always going to happen. Bad shit's going to happen. But it's the way you fucking deal with that shit that makes it either a disaster or, something, a mountain that you climbed, or something you conquered. Seriously. All right, let me see. So when I look at my kidney stone and I look at this shit, these are opportunities to interface with people, to make friends. These are opportunities to learn how not to do shit. These are opportunities to, you know, feel lucky and fortunate that you're alive as compared to some other people. A lot of stuff, you know, a lot of stuff. What am I at here, man? All right, so back to present time. Excuse me. What is it, man? August. So that's how you deal with that, you know. Whew. What's today? Is the 14th. That's what we're looking at. Oh, man. What? Bill Witherby, news commentator, has a BO problem. What the fuck is this, man? Did we do this already? Welcome, folks, to the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. We have Bobby and Steve Dooley joining us this hour. Then we're also going to have, what's the story with this guy, Witherby?
Bill Witherby said that he is the Bill Witherby box.
Well, are we going to have him now?
Yeah, he's way. What do you mean, Bobby and Steve Dooley?
I'm sorry, Bobby.
Well, we're supposed to go on the air right now.
It's Bill Witherby, right?
Hang up,
yes,
on her.
Bill Witherby first, then Bobby and Steve in the second part of the show. Jesus, God, but
I told. Don't you remember, Mr. Henry? I told you.
You may have, man. I mean, I'm sorry. I
Bill Witherby.
Been a lot going on. A lot on my mind.
Oh, sure.
What's going on with you? Nothing. I'm just fine. I'm fine. I really am.
You're just fine. That's the weirdest phrase I've ever heard.
Last summer. This was this time. I'm fine. There was a personal thing happening, but it's been solved.
Well, what is it?
None of your business, man, okay?
God. You and Jackie had a fight.
We probably did.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Can we move on?
Yeah,
all right,
we did.
Fine, but now we know.
We
now
had a
we
fight.
Know, yeah.
Yeah, they had a fight.
Okay, bud, thanks. Thanks for keeping my confidence, man.
I wonder what we fought
about. Oh, my God,
about.
You said I could.
No, I... Yeah, I guess I did.
Yeah. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, hey.
All right. God damn.
Well, what happened? Nothing. We had a fight, and we're fine now. It's all good. Everything's great. People have arguments, you know, couples... The modern, well, it's not modern. It's
been going on since time began.
Exactly. All right. Now that I...
What is it with you and the love boat? The glove boat.
The
love boat marathon.
Have we got Bill on the line?
We do. He can wait. What is it with you and the... A lot
was
of people
it this
are
time
asking,
last year I was doing the love boat marathon?
Because the video that you're doing for the show, which is you generally reviewing the show, sitting in front of your fireplace, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people have said, well, what... We hear the love boat show on...
Yeah,
what's that about?
Yeah, what's it about, Mr. Henry?
Okay, let me just say, all right, before I've got a bunch of people, look at you guys staring at me. God damn, bud, don't breathe on me.
Well, we want to know what it's about.
What is it about, Phil?
Back up.
You want to get some oil for that chair, bud?
Yeah, right away.
No, not right now, man, because I'm sitting in it, okay?
God, Mr. Henry, the way you say you're sitting in it.
That sounded vulgar, Phil.
What? I'm sitting. Okay. So, no kidding, it was this time last year that I was just embarking on my YouTube addiction. There was nothing to fucking watch on TV. So I'll go to YouTube, and I found the Love Boat. So I started watching Love Boat Marathon. That was followed up with, I think, The Streets of San Francisco. That was followed up with Highway Patrol with Broderick Crawford. And then... Broderick Crawford's Highway Patrol was followed up with something else. I forget what I started watching some movies. Great Escape, and a couple of other World War II flicks. And then I got into these World War II documentaries. So in the course of this past year, that's what's been going on. All right, let's do this. Did I already... I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. Here we go.